You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 1, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why a new Texas school Bible mandate sparked fierce protest. On June 26, 2026, the Republican-controlled Texas State Board of Education approved a historic and highly controversial policy. In a tight 9-to-5 vote, the board established a mandatory reading list for public schools. This sweeping mandate forces over 5 million public school students to study selected passages from the Bible. The state will begin phasing in this curriculum, starting with elementary schools in the 2030-2031 academic year. Consequently, Texas has become the first state in the nation to require direct biblical readings in its standardized lessons. Alongside the reading mandate, the board approved a major rewrite of the state's social studies standards. This dual decision triggered a massive national backlash. Civil rights organizations, black community advocates, and interfaith alliances quickly mobilized to voice their concerns. Critics argue that the new standards harm religious freedom. Furthermore, they assert that the changes undermine educational equity. Opponents believe the curriculum downplays the historic realities of slavery and the civil rights movement. Meanwhile, it elevates a narrow, Protestant-centric interpretation of history. This policy deepens the political divide in a rapidly diversifying state. The current clash in Texas is not an isolated event. Instead, it represents the latest battle in a century-long struggle over religion in public schools. For decades, the U.S. Supreme Court has protected the boundary between church and state. This boundary is firmly rooted in the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. In the landmark 1962 case, Engels v. Vitale, the Supreme Court struck down state-composed school prayers. Thus, the justices ruled that the government has no right to write prayers for public classrooms. 1 year later, the court decided School District of Abington Township v. Shemp. In that 8-to-1 decision, the court declared officially mandated Bible readings unconstitutional. However, the court did not ban all religious references. Justice Tom C. Clark noted that schools could study the Bible objectively. He explained that studying comparative religion is vital for a complete education. Nevertheless, both rulings established that opt-out clauses do not make state-sponsored religious exercises constitutional. State endorsement creates an unconstitutionally coercive environment for minoritized students. Peer pressure in classrooms often makes voluntary exemptions ineffective for vulnerable children. Texas has long used public classrooms as a cultural battlefield. The state educates about 10% of the public school children in the nation. Therefore, Texas textbook choices heavily influence the national publishing market. When Texas changes its textbooks, publishers often export those same materials to other states. In 2010, the conservative-led school board enacted a controversial rewrite of social studies. They sidelined Thomas Jefferson due to his views on church-state separation. Furthermore, the board minimized the history of the civil rights movement. They downplayed the horrors of slavery while promoting the influence of the Ten Commandments. The 2010 curriculum battles established a clear blueprint. For over 15 years, conservative education leaders have challenged the separation of church and state. They actively seek to reframe American history through a lens of Christian exceptionalism. This strategy laid the groundwork for the 2026 mandate. It reflects an ongoing effort to reshape public education into a tool for religious nationalism. The June 2026 mandate did not appear suddenly. Instead, it represents the final step of a multi-year legislative strategy. In 2023, the Texas legislature passed House Bill 1605. This law directed the Texas Education Agency to create state-owned educational materials. In May 2024, the state introduced Bluebonnet Learning for elementary schools. Critics quickly called the curriculum Bible-infused. For instance, the lessons taught the Genesis creation story as historical fact. They also focused heavily on the Book of Esther and the resurrection of Jesus. In November 2024, the board approved Bluebonnet as an optional resource. The state offered schools $60 per student to adopt it. However, the optional curriculum soon faced severe problems. Scholars and teachers found over 4,000 typos and factual errors in the texts. In February 2026, the board approved an $8.4 million contract to replace the faulty books. This taxpayer expense drew heavy criticism from struggling local districts facing deep budget deficits. Many school districts were already struggling to pay their staff and maintain basic services. In June 2026, the school board made Bible readings completely mandatory. Passing by a 9-5 vote, the new rule requires direct scriptural readings. Under these new standards, elementary students will study stories like Noah's Ark, David and Goliath, and Daniel and the Lion's Den. In higher grades, the requirements become more demanding. Fourth and fifth graders must analyze direct scripture passages. These include teachings on humility from the Gospel of Luke and the Exodus story of the burning bush. Here, high school students must study and analyze the book of Job. Meanwhile, the state drastically trimmed back lessons on structural racism and the civil rights movement. The new social studies curriculum minimizes racial and cultural diversity. Complex historical discussions are replaced with simplified profiles of individual historical figures. These revisions attempt to replace systemic historical critique with a celebratory nationalistic narrative. Black community advocates argue that the new curriculum sanitizes history. The standards require students to compare Harriet Tubman to Moses. Specifically, sixth graders must connect Tubman's Underground Railroad leadership to the Book of Exodus. Critics argue that this theological parallel shifts focus away from historical realities. It prioritizes Tubman's religious nickname over her tactical military genius. Consequently, a state-sanctioned system of racial violence is framed as a divine trial. This framing downplays the economic motives of enslavers. It hides the systemic structures that sustained forced labor. Furthermore, the American Historical Association warned against these theological comparisons. Historians argue that biblical analogies distort the historical record. They replace critical thinking with religious stories. This change makes it harder for students to understand how newly emancipated blacks continued to face involuntary servitude after the Civil War. It reduces complex economic and political struggles into simplified spiritual parables. The curriculum changes also dilute key historical concepts. The board eliminated previously proposed lessons explaining racial segregation. There, they removed a provision acknowledging that African Americans were enslaved due to skin color. Instead, the lessons portray slavery as a global phenomenon. Additionally, the approved proposal dropped lessons on major civil rights adversaries. It cut details about Jim Crow laws and the Ku Klux Klan. The board even renamed the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre to the Tulsa Race Riots. This educational shift directly impacts the notion of freedom within the black community. By removing lessons on systemic barriers, the curriculum promotes an idealized nationalistic narrative. Furthermore, the board removed lessons on Muslim contributions to math and science. Instead, the standards focus on linking Islam to radicalism and warfare. Interfaith advocates warn that this change fuels Islamophobia. It alienates diverse student communities throughout the state. The dilution of history has sparked a powerful response. Grassroots civil rights organizations are leading the charge. The NAACP has actively mobilized against the new standards. Activists argue that the school board treats minority histories as expendable. The Fort Bend Coalition for Justice has also joined the protest. Advocates argue that the curriculum strips away positive history while reinforcing negative stereotypes. In addition, the Texas Freedom Network has submitted over 12,000 public comments. They argue that public classrooms must not function as Sunday schools. Various ideologies within the black community have united in this defense. Interfaith groups even held a mock funeral-themed protest in Austin. They declared they were mourning the death of religious freedom. Legal groups like the ACLU of Texas are preparing extensive lawsuits. They argue the mandate violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. This organized resistance represents a broad coalition of faiths and cultures fighting for educational equity. Supporters of the mandate often point to a July 2024 poll. That survey showed that 64% of Texas voters supported historical religious stories. Support was especially high among Black and Hispanic voters. This broad approval reflects the deep religious roots in many minority families. However, advocates point out a major discrepancy. The poll asked a very broad question about simple moral fables. The actual mandate is not a simple collection of fables. Instead, it is a coercive and mandatory reading list. This discrepancy has accelerated a significant shift in the political narrative. Today, over 29% of Americans identify as religiously unaffiliated. Forcing public school students to study Protestant scripture ignores this changing demographic. As a result, the legal battle over the Texas Bible mandate is poised to head to the U.S. Supreme Court. This conflict will likely redefine religious freedom for generations. The ultimate decision will impact how public schools teach both history and faith. Copyright, African Elements.